Hello, welcome back to Coach Anya Below the Bar podcast. So I know the episodes have been a bit sporadic in terms of they're usually always up on a Wednesday, but sometimes they're a Thursday, sometimes they're a Friday, but they're always in between those 3 days. Sometimes it just goes by my schedule and how busy I am and you know how much time I have to spare. So this week it's a Friday, week 18 of my fitness photo shoot prep. So I have one more week to, well, I have 2 weeks to go. I have one more week left of basically tracking my own calories, you know, tracking my own food. And then I have the final week, which is called peak week. And I'm going to explain a bit. I explained briefly in, I did an episode on my last photo shoot, which was only 9 weeks. This one's 20 weeks, 19, 20 weeks. Completely different ball game. The last one was a walk in the park compared to this one. But peak week is basically where you dry your body out of any water retention and it just makes you look even more defined. But basically my coach puts me, and when I say defined, I mean toned, like you just look peeled, like our muscles are just trying to burst your skin basically. Because there's just zero water between your muscle and your skin. So yeah. So that's how they manipulate your body. Like, so when you see me in those photos, like I look close to that, but with the water retention being gone, that's how I look that day. So I won't look like that like the days beforehand, but I will look close to it, like pretty much close to it. But that's how they manipulate your body, like for these type of photo shoots, for people who like step on stage and compete and stuff. You literally just look that peeled for that day. Like you don't look like that all year round, like but you will look close to that. Yeah, it's just you take these supplements, like there's a certain way of manipulating your diet that week, the food that you take in, which is why he puts me on a meal plan to get that look on that specific day. So yeah, he's gonna put me on a meal plan for my final week so he knows exactly what I'm eating. I'll have to be drinking so much water because I think I discussed this before. I'll probably talk about this anyway next week. But yeah, so basically what happens is, do you ever go to the toilet so much when you're drinking? When you're on a night out, okay, and then the next day you're dehydrated as fuck. So that's what you basically do when you're drying yourself out, okay, but you do it in a healthier way. So like you're drinking so much water, you keep going to the toilet, you keep going to the toilet. Like I'm talking like 8 liters of water a day for like 3 days, and you keep going to the toilet, and obviously you're flushing so much salt out of your body. Like that's how you end up being hungover, so because you're so dehydrated from going to the toilet so much, on your night out that like you're flushing so much salt out of your body. But we do that, except we're replacing the salt. So you are doing it in a healthier way. So like I'll be having so much more pink salt with my food. Like I think 5 grams per meal, or it could be less, or 0.5 grams, something along the lines of that, to basically replace the salts that I'm losing from like peeing out water. Yeah. And like that's usually like I think 4 or 5 days before the actual photo shoot. So yeah, it's complicated to explain. I'm sure he's going to go in more depth with me, but like there's these supplements that you take that help that too. So it's just being make it's just to make sure it's being done in a healthier way. But yesterday I was given just extra calories to basically give me a little boost in energy because my body's feeling it. Like my body, it's just lactic acid building up everywhere. Like you know when you're on your last few reps of an exercise and you get that burning sensation, that's what it just feels like all over my body. When I wake up in the mornings and stuff, like I'm essentially overtraining. Like I would never train this much, you know, lifting weights consistently. You know, you're not eating enough food to give you enough energy. Well, you are eating enough food, like, but it's the bare minimum for your body weight, height, and age. The amount of cardio and stuff, like my legs are just feeling it. Like it's everything. I'm a broken woman, but look, we're nearly there. We're nearly over the finish line. 2 weeks, I think, like 18 weeks have passed already. Like it's flown in, it's actually flown in. Like you know, before we know it, I'll be already talking about my experience on the day. I have a guy that's going to be coming up with me. He actually recorded all my exercise tutorials for my app and for my one-on-one coaching, and he's going to come up and he's going to record the day for me. I'm going to make a reel out of it, and then I'll make a reel like when I get the pictures back as well. But yeah, it's before you know it, I'll be speaking about my experience and what it was like to have my first meal off plan. I'm gonna get a pizza. Oh, lads, I just keep thinking about it so much. I just keep thinking about that meal that I'm gonna have afterwards. I'm gonna go get lunch in Belfast. That's where the shoot is. Stephen Black is the name of the photographer. He done my last photo shoot. And I just can't wait to go for a Subway or something afterwards. But I'll enjoy a few days off. I'm gonna go out with my friends because we've been a bit of a bore bag now these last 4 to 5 months. The Friday after the shoot, it's on a Thursday, it's the 16th of May. And then it's, I'm going away then 2 weeks later, and I'll probably be in the best shape of my life going away ever on a holiday. But I was just joking on my Instagram stories the other night that I won't have a tit to my name. Like, literally, I will just not look great in a bikini on upstairs. So yeah, I'm being strategic with the type of swimsuits that I'm ordering, just to kind of stop me feeling insecure. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to enjoy my holiday, be well earned, and then it's on to the next goal. So the next goal doesn't necessarily have to be fat loss. I'm already after doing that for like 5 months, so it'll probably just be maintain my weight, to be honest, and maybe get into a different style of training and change things up. I don't know yet. But yeah, I'll be definitely increasing my food anyway, and we'll gradually start putting on a bit of weight as the months go on. Because in order to stay like this, I have to live like I've been living for the last 5 months. And I don't fancy doing that, to be honest. I've achieved my goal. My coach said, you are already in the condition that we need you to be in on your photo shoot day. So that's great to hear. He says we just need to like keep going for these last 2 weeks now and just push that extra bit. So anyway, I've only gotten those results through being consistent, and that's what this episode has. It is going to be about consistency. Okay, so I have a couple of points here. I usually send myself an email with notes. So how did I build consistency? So for example, I started planning my day. Okay, so way back when I actually started to take this seriously, this whole, you know, bodybuilding lifestyle, 80-20 rule with food, etc. I started planning my day because routine is key, and routine is consistency. I wasn't getting results from consistently being all over the place, but I started getting results from consistently following a routine. So like a routine that suits my lifestyle makes my life easier, not harder, and something I can sustain long term. So for example, I remember when I first moved in with my boyfriend, like I never used to have a lunch or anything. I used to just wake up at sporadic times in the morning. Okay, that could be anywhere from 10 in the morning till 1 in the day. Yes, 1 in the day. And I could have my breakfast between any time between those hours, and it would probably be a bowl of cornflakes, and then I wouldn't eat again till probably 5 or 6 in the evening. Now I'm taking on clients who have that issue, and I'm trying to tell them the importance of consistently having, you know, set meal times, etc., like consistently feeding yourself throughout the day. So like, I started having a breakfast, lunch and dinner when I moved in with my boyfriend, but planning it, okay, and not winging it every day and not waking up and deciding like on the spot, oh, wait, this food is in the fridge, I can't have this, I can't have that. Like I would plan like what I was going to have. So how do I make that chore attractive? So it does feel like a chore to start when you're changing your lifestyle. You're so used to living a certain way. You want to make it attractive so it's easier to stick to. So I would make sure that I was including foods that I love when it came to meal times. I don't like eating bland foods. I love spicy food. Some people don't like spicy food. I don't get that. But I love spicy food, and I season the shit out of all my food, and I use local sauces and stuff. But, you know, back then, like a couple of years ago, my food was pretty basic, even though I would flavor it up. Whereas now, like I've been doing a photo shoot prep for like 5 months nearly, and I've been constantly coming up with creative ways to make the food taste nice, different meals. Like you'd be surprised how creative you can get with the amount of calories that I'm on. But yeah, I would make sure that I would include foods that I like so that way I could stick to it. You know, like only deciding at lunch, what will I eat, and realize like there's fuck all in the fridge and stuff. And that just makes it harder. It makes it harder to stick to when you're not organized. Because what happens then, you end up snacking, you end up grazing at foods. You might end up going up to get a roll in the shop, or, you know, eating leftovers from last night's dinner. And yeah, it's your own fault if you're constantly opting for that option. Whereas like, you know, going for last night's leftovers, going to the shop for all, because you're not organized. You're not consistently organized, and you're not keeping a promise that you made yourself to change your lifestyle. A calorie deficit is tough. It is, okay, no matter how many times you do it. But if you have done it once, you can prove you've done it. You can do it again because you've proven to yourself you've done it once, okay? But it's tough. It's tough no matter at what stage it is, because you are being restrictive in a sense, okay? You are having to make sacrifices. So making that as attractive as possible, the calorie deficit as attractive as possible, helps you to be consistent, because you can't be consistent with something that you don't enjoy and you're miserable. That's why people always start these fad diets for the first 2 weeks and then, you know, yo-yo diet and go back to like their old habits, because they can't stick to it consistently because it's too tough. It's not maintainable. So I've been in one for like 18 weeks and I'm consistently, like I said, coming up with ways to make my meals tastier, more variety, so I don't get bored. Because if I get bored, I can start to feel a bit deflated and lose momentum. So it's important to me to like consistently come up with new ways to make my food tastier, because it can get boring and you're like, oh, it's, you need to find ways to make it interesting, because it can be harder to stick to when you start getting bored. It really can. So if I'm planning what I'm going to eat, then I plan my day around that too. So I have a to-do list on my phone and I slot in where I'll eat it and when, and you know, around my activities, etc. So otherwise, 7 hours have passed since my breakfast and I haven't eaten a thing. So I'm literally taking out my notes app on my phone and I'm like 9 o'clock, I'm actually waking up really early. Sorry to go off on a tangent. Excuse me. Sorry to go off on a tangent, but I'm like literally waking up at like 6:30, and not by choice. I don't know why. I've tried closing the blinds, using my blackout curtains. I'm still waking up at that time. So what I'm actually doing is I'm waking up now and I'm consistently reading a book. I'm reading a chapter or two of a book and I'm drinking a cup of coffee with like a biscuit. And it's a lovely little routine that I've been doing now for the last 3 weeks. And I'm really enjoying it, I have to say, like waking up at the crack of dawn. And because I'm so much more busier lately, you know, I've taken on new one-on-one clients, a new set of those, like the app, etc. And my other career, my comedy career is getting so much busier. I feel like I have an extra few hours in the day now to get stuff done and I'm not playing catch up at the end of the night, at the end of the day. So it's been really nice to wake up really early and it actually puts me in really good mood. But I usually have my first meal of the day at around 11. I'll have my coffee at around 7 or 8 and I'll have my first meal at around 11. But again, if I'm not planning my day, so I wake up at like, we'll say 7, 6, 7. Okay, and you reply to this email, do X, Y, and Z, jump on this Zoom meeting, go for your walk, go to your cardio, come back, have your breakfast, etc. Like, I plan what times my meals are going to be at, and they're usually at the same time every day. But if I didn't do that, and I was living how I used to live, which is just winging it every day, my meals would be very sporadic, my meal times. And, you know, before I know it, it's 7 o'clock in the evening and I'm only having my second meal. And what happens is you're so hungry that you end up just eating rings around yourself. And it's when you can start to slide down a slippery slope of like binge eating, because you're absolutely ravenous with the hunger and your body doesn't know when to feel full because it's so hungry. It doesn't know when it's going to be fed next. So it's like, I'm not full yet, keep eating. I used to be guilty of this. And that's the importance of having the same meal times daily. It's such a fat loss hack. Consistently eating at the same time every day. Yes, some days you're not going to be able to do that, but it matters what we do most of the time, not some of the time, okay? But I used to be so guilty that I started batch cooking my protein sources, because what would happen is I would come home. When I used to work in like retail and stuff like that, or like used to work in an internship, used to work for someone else basically, that used to happen to me all the time, where I wouldn't feed myself properly and I'd come home and I'd just start eating shit. But in the last few years, I started changing that and I'd be like, Enya, look what's happening when you're winging it every day. Like, notice it. Pay attention to your behavior. Call yourself out. You're coming home, you're absolutely starving, and you've meat in the fridge that you bought. You went out and you did your food shop. You're starving now and you want to go to the press and you want to have those crisps and chocolate. Okay, you need to start doing something about this. You need to start correcting this issue. So what I started doing is, as a safety net, I would batch cook my chicken fillets. This is when I actually moved in with my boyfriend, because I found he was doing this as well. I'd batch cook maybe 4 or 5 chicken fillets, and I'd have like Uncle Ben's microwavable rice in the press, and I'd have like a jar of Uncle Ben's curry sauce. And what I would do then is, instead of coming home and going straight for the chocolate and the crisps that wasn't going to fill me, I'd be consuming extra calories, and you know, half an hour later I'd be hungry, and then I'd have to eat more calories in order to fill myself, because I just wasn't patient enough to cook something. Okay, I'm like, I can't wait 30 minutes to cook something. Okay, life hack, I'll batch cook my chicken fillets, so when I come home I can throw it in the microwave with my rice and my curry sauce, and it only takes me 5 minutes to make. That's an attractive habit, rather than waiting 30 minutes. Okay, so I would consistently cook my chicken fillets on a Monday, and they would do me then till about a Wednesday or a Thursday, whether it be lunch, whether it be dinner, and it would just make it so much easier to stick to, rather than being absolutely ravenous with the hunger and thinking, I cannot wait 30 minutes. And sometimes I wouldn't have them batch cooked, but I'd be like, do you know what, Enya, no, suffer for the next 30 minutes, because you are contributing to the bad habit. If you go to that press and you eat those chocolate biscuits or those chocolate bars or those crisps, you are just taking 2 steps backwards. So wait the 30 minutes, be uncomfortable, and learn from this mistake now and be more prepared in the future. So that's what I started doing, and now it's a way of life. Now I batch cook my chicken fillets. Mince usually only takes about 10 minutes, so I don't really bother with that. But like chicken fillets can take like 25 to 25 minutes, depending on what way you like them. But yeah, and that was just a life hack for me, and I made it attractive, and I consistently started doing that. So, you know, one day of doing that won't make a difference, okay? But doing that consistently over time compounds into a result. Doing that for months, rather than just opting for snacks consistently, opting for chocolate consistently, you don't see results immediately doing that when you start batch cooking your chicken fillets. Oh, I've been doing this for 1 week and nothing. No, but notice you're not hungry. You're not hungry anymore because you're eating your meals straight away. You're feeding yourself at the correct times each day. You are not reaching for the crisps and the chocolate anymore. Like, you're consistently doing that. You're not going to notice it in week one, but if you consistently keep doing that over months, you are going to start noticing all those calories you saved from not eating the chocolate and the crisps because you opted to batch cook your chicken fillets or whatever other meat or whatever other carb sources like pasta and rice, etc. Again, like the microwave rice takes 5 minutes to cook rather than cooking it in a bag for like 15 minutes. So yeah, it will dramatically increase your physique. You have to have patience, consistency, patience and discipline. So if there was a day I couldn't do a workout, so this is another thing with consistency. If there was a day I couldn't do a workout, if there was a day I went over my calories, if there was a day I didn't reach my step count, I used to freak out. And I would think, if I can't do one thing, I'm not going to do anything, okay? It matters what we do most of the time, not some of the time. Some of the time, I'll miss a workout. And that's no reason to ditch my calorie deficit. Some of the time, I'll not reach my step goal. That's no reason to ditch my calorie deficit. Sometimes I'll go over my calories. That's no reason to not do my step still or do my workout. Something is always better than nothing. And to be honest, I'm going to like highlight this in pink, underline it, put it in bold font. This was the thing that I started doing that I didn't beforehand. And I started telling myself, Enya, something is better than nothing. Do something every day. If you can't do all three, do something. And that's a habit in itself as well. Consistently doing one thing, even if you can't do everything, okay? And that could be, right, I went off my calories today, but I still did my walk. I didn't do my workout today, but I still stuck to my calories and I still did my steps. That compounds over time rather than just doing nothing at all because you can't do one thing. There's always something within your control. I always say to my clients, say they have kids and their kids are sick and they can't get to the gym. Okay, you're in your house. What's in the fridge and the presses? Your food. You can still stay in your calorie deficit. There's no excuse for you not to stay in your calorie deficit. You are in your house. Even if you can't get out and do your steps, even if you can't get out and do your workout, you can still stay in your calorie deficit. Or if they've been on the road and they couldn't stick to their original meal plan that day, like they had something cooked at home and they ended up just being stuck in traffic and they had to stop in a garage and they had to get a sandwich. Okay, so you might have went over your calories slightly. You still got your steps in. You still got your workout in. So you are consistently doing something. And again, that compounds over time. Rather than just doing nothing at all, rather than just saying, well, do you know what? I went over my calories today, so I'm not going to bother walking. I'm not going to bother go to the gym, and just throwing the towel in. Like, it's actually a bullshit excuse when you think about it. That is one thing that changed my mindset completely. Doing something rather than nothing. Something is always better than nothing. It's a game changer. It really is. It's such a game changer. So next one was, I started following a structured training plan, all right? So I was doing this for a good few years anyway. When I was working in a gym, I would stick to a training plan. But beforehand, I'm talking about before I even became a personal trainer, I start following a structured training plan, okay? Because I used to believe chopping and changing was the best route, and it's not. Like trying to keep it interesting, etc. Oh, I'm getting bored of this movement. No, like you're basically repeating the same movement patterns consistently over time to build muscle. Like, I'm getting a lot of comments on my physique now, like, you know, obviously because I've dropped like 17 pounds, like, lads, over a stone, like, and you know, with the body fat dropping, my muscles are becoming more defined, and I wouldn't have been able to build muscle if I didn't spend periods off during the year where I was in a surplus. Because, you know, to grow muscle, we need energy to lift heavier in the gym consistently, and that's what those periods were dedicated to. And then when I go into a deficit, I drop body fat and reveal the muscle that was built in those periods. But if I wasn't in the gym consistently doing the same exercises over the last 2 years, lateral raises, I'm talking about for my arms, like, I'm getting a lot of comments on my arms, and like, honestly, the arm I they are my favorite muscle to train, like my shoulders, my triceps, my biceps, my chest, etc. I know your chest isn't part of your arms, but push day basically. Consistently doing the same exercises over and over and over the last 2 years. There's nothing fancy. There's no fancy diet. There's no fancy exercise. Lateral raises, shoulder pressing, bicep curls, tricep press, tricep push down. You know, anything to do with arms. Consistently doing the same exercise over 2 years. Yes, it can become boring, but you're looking at like someone's physique and you're thinking, oh, like it's, you're looking at their physique like it's Pythagoras' theorem, and it's not. They're just doing the basics. They've mastered the basics and they've repeated it consistently in all parts of their lifestyle. When it comes to diet, eating the same foods, protein sources, eating at the same meal times. Have you noticed a pattern of consistency here? And that's what I've done. I've just done the same exercises for my arms consistently over the last 2 years, and that's how they are where they are today. And I obviously visualize it as well, like, you know, I used to look at women with arms that I have now, and I'd love arms like that, oh my god. And I knew I had a mountain to climb to get there, but time was going to pass anyway, and I wasn't going to get them by chopping and changing my training routine, jumping in and out calorie deficits. Stick to a plan and consistently follow it. Consistency, honestly, it's so underrated. Stop chopping and changing your diet. Stop chopping and changing your training plan, okay? I started focusing on the day-to-day rather than focusing on a finish line. This is another key point as well. I used to always treat diets like it was a means to an end. Grand, I'll stick to this workout plan and this calorie deficit, and then I'll just go back to old habits in 8 weeks' time. And a lot of people do that with a holiday coming up. I mentioned this a lot in my podcast. Grand, once I go on the holiday, I can go back to comfort. I can go back to eating what I like. I can go back to being a couch potato. Now, I started focusing on repeating the same good habits every day until it eventually became a way of life. Like, I used to hate cooking. I really did. I used to hate cooking. I used to be so lazy. I used to see it as a chore. But I used to find ways to make it interesting, like the microwavable rice, the batch cooking, etc. Stuff that doesn't take too long to cook. Stuff that, like, the bare minimum, but make it tasty. Now I love cooking. I come in, like, you know, into my kitchen at 11 o'clock every morning. My body, it goes into autopilot. It knows where the bowl is for the oats. It knows where the food scale is. It knows where the oats is. It knows where, it does it automatically. For lunch, I'm going straight into the kitchen at around 3 or 4, taking out the pan. My body goes into autopilot. Like, it knows how to switch the cooker on. I could do it with my eyes closed. Food scale, like, what I do is I take out all the ingredients and put them on the counter, and I use them as I go and put them away as I go. Like, it's just a habit, and that's true consistency. I used to see cooking as a chore, and now I actually really like it. I really do. I find it therapeutic. People think that everything needs to be complex when it comes to fat loss, because then it will work. Fat loss has to be complex. I used to think years ago, it has to be easier than this. It can't be this hard, eating bland chicken, bland lettuce. I used to look at people's physique online and think, how did they get here? Because I'm suffering. Like, I'm not enjoying this. This is awful. How are they treating this like a lifestyle? And I was just going the wrong way about it. I used to think it was complex. You had to eat at a certain time. Like, I'm talking about, like, not my own lifestyle, but I was copying off other people's eating plans. I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, eat my breakfast. I have to go on a 5K run. I have to do this. I have to do that. No, like, you have to find something that suits your lifestyle. Eating times that suit you, workout times that suit you, foods that suit you, because you can consistently stick to that over time then. But yeah, I used to think, like, it had to be complex for it to work. Bland chicken, lettuce, you know, plain veg, etc. And it's not. It's literally just mastering the basics. But the athletes that you look up to online, they just repeat the same basic shit all day. Day in, day out. Protein every meal, fun foods in moderation, similar meal times daily, plan their meals ahead when shopping, etc., when they're doing their food shop, plan their gym days, plan their rest days, plan their steps, plan. And they do that consistently. And you'll never see someone in shape who neglects all of the above. If you're winging it every day, you're not planning your workouts, you're not planning your steps, you're not planning your foods, you're not going to be in shape. You ain't going to be in shape. You have to anticipate what's to come, because this is your priority. You have to anticipate what lies ahead for the week. And I know people are going to say, oh, but Enya, I've kids. Like, I'm really, really busy. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Right, you might not have an hour to work out a day like someone like myself might have. But who says that it has to be a string of minutes, a string of 60 minutes? Work out for 10 minutes in the morning. Do a shoulder press a squat in the morning, do a one arm row in the afternoon and a Romanian deadlift in the evening, do a press up and an ab exercise in the evening, etc. 10 minutes, like, you know, three times a day. That's a 20 minute workout. You have to find something that suits you, okay? And okay, some people might have an advantage over you. They might have more time available. They might not have kids, but it's always possible. And it's always impossible until it's done. Okay, because there are people out there who have kids, have a hectic schedule, and they're not finding excuses. They're just doing it and they're finding a way to make it work for them. You know, people always use, I don't have the time, I don't have the time. Like, if I was to post a workout and someone commented on it being like, I don't have the time to do this. Like, and I've often had people comment underneath it being like, oh, it's easy for you. And I'm like, you are literally sitting on your phone scrolling through social media watching this video. What are you doing with your time? You're sitting on your phone scrolling through social media. You do have the time. You do have the time. So if you can find the time to scroll on social media and, you know, that minute was 90 seconds that you were watching, you didn't just open the app, watch that video and put your phone down. You've literally been sitting there probably for about 20 to 30 minutes scrolling on social media, having your cup of coffee. What could you be doing with that? Utilizing it. If your goal is a priority to you, you will find time to make it a priority. Okay. If it means getting up earlier, if it means going for a walk on your lunch break, you will find a way to fit it in. But anyway, I went off on a tangent there. And where are we? So there needs to be a system as well. So, but one to suit your lifestyle and one you can maintain consistently, all right? Making the new habit attractive. For example, I always walk to my local coffee shop. In fairness, I haven't done that in a while now because I'm trying to save money. But I walk around my local park now and I put on a podcast that I enjoy. So I'm hitting two boards with the one stone, or I'll ring like maybe someone that I need to catch up with on a certain, maybe my manager or something, or, you know, work related. I'll walk in the park, especially with the nice weather now coming in. I'll walk in the park and make that phone call and hit two boards with the one stone rather than going on a walk, coming back and then making the phone call. Or else I'll listen to a podcast and, you know, an educational one that I'll benefit from, and I'm getting my steps in at the same time. But I used to walk to my coffee shop and I used to make it attractive because I'd walk to my coffee shop and walk back, and that was 6,000 steps. So at 3,000 steps, I would get to the coffee shop. I'd order a nice almond milk cappuccino and I'd have a nice coffee for the walk home then. And it just made it attractive rather than kind of walking around aimlessly. I plan my workouts for the afternoon because I know I don't do a lot within that period between 12 and 3, and that's going to suit me, and I can consistently stick to that. I always rotate the same 2 to 3 breakfast, lunch and dinners every couple of weeks. So I change it up every few weeks, make my own meal plan, and I don't make the meals, you know, take up a lot of time. So I pick meals that are quick and easy to make. You know, I'm not like going to put on a roast dinner and it's going to take 2 to 3. I've never cooked a roast dinner from scratch, so excuse my stupidity when it comes to this stuff. But you know, when your mama's making the Christmas dinner, it takes hours to make. I'm not going to put on a meal like that. I'm going to, you know, buy ingredients. You know, I buy my chopped veg. It's in a bag. It's in Super Value. It's chopped onions and peppers. I buy bagged broccoli. Like, the florets are already separated. They're already chopped up. That makes my life easier, and I can cook that bit quicker. And I can do it consistently, and I can maintain that and sustain it. And what happens? I'm able to stick to it consistently and I get results then. It makes my life easier. So although I'm talking about mastering consistency, I couldn't tell you the amount of times though I used to make the mistake in the past of trying a new routine every 2 weeks because I wasn't given the previous routine enough time to cause change. And I'd be too impatient. Oh, you know, I'm just thinking I'm going to take up running instead now because I'm not really seeing results. Oh, I think I'm just going to go to the gym now and just do the Stairmaster and not do weights because I'm not seeing results. Oh, I think I'm going to cut this food out because I'm not seeing results. Master consistency. Like I said before, doing the same exercises over and over again over the course of two years. Sticking to the same routine. Stop chopping and changing, all right? All along, all I had to do was stick to one strategy long enough to see change. And that's what I did do. What if this time I didn't give up this approach? An approach that I enjoy, that I find attractive, that suits my lifestyle. And then I started seeing change. But a lot of people don't have the patience for that. They don't. They don't have the patience. They just keep moving on to the next fad diet. And like, although I mentioned consistency, I want to talk about, we can be consistently bad at things and not see results. So stop consistently half-arsing things and expect results. Like, you need to be consistently showing up and giving your best every day, like 90 to 100%, okay? Because consistently showing up and only give 50% is only going to get you 50% of the results. So you can't half-arse this shit, okay? So yeah, consistency is one of the keys to fat loss, all right? Consistency and discipline and patience, all right? So that's this week's episode summed up. I was supposed to have a guest on this week, but they weren't able to make it on. So next week will be my final week. It will be the week before the photo shoot. So yeah, it will be peak week. I'll be a day in, I don't know, a couple of days in. But yeah, I will be back next week. Thank you for listening. I always get lovely messages about people who listen to the podcast. So I hope I'm educating you and benefiting you in some way. But yeah, tune in next week and have a lovely weekend. If you are listening to this the day it's launched, if not, have a lovely week.